taken us to almost the middle of the day and definitely to 11:11. That's the frozen in time, captured awesome. As was avatar of the representation of Mike and Ruthie. And it's a great pleasure to welcome them live, breathing, moving, artful in the studio. Welcome, Mike and Ruthie.
Hey, Nikki.
Nice to be here.
You guys are playing tonight at the Mad River Theater Company. It's kind of a house concert, but it's at the theater proper in Zanesville.
Yeah. Zanes Field.
Really?
Yep. I've double checked.
Wow.
Do both exist?
I would know that.
Do both exist in Ohio?
You know what? I'll tell you what. While you play our first song, I'm gonna map quest and I'm gonna get to the nitty gritty. We'll get back with the real details. All ladies right. and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome to Excursions Mike and Ruthie.
All right, this one's called Bright as You Can.
You gotta be as bright as you can. Oh, my mother, she once told me, you gotta be as bright as you can. Oh, you gotta be as bright as you can. Oh, my father, he once told me, you gotta be
That's on quite a lot.
Thank you. Thanks.
Tell me about the origin of that.
That's fresh off the press.
Aw, lucky us.
Yeah, that's an exclusive for you guys, sure. We haven't recorded it yet in a studio record proper, but started it years ago. This is Mike speaking.
Yeah, Mike Miranda.
Yeah, Mike Miranda. And it sat in my unfinished song pile for a couple years until one day I said, you know, I like that song. And sometimes all it takes to finish a song is to move it from the unfinished song pile to the finished song pile. And that's
so
what we
simple.
Did.
Call it finished.
And I said, Ruthie, sing this one. Try this on the fiddle. And she put her own spin on it. And there
we
it is.
We kind of retweaked the bridge
We
a
retweaked
bit.
It a bit. But
it used to be about a hot air balloon.
It didn't take as much. That's right.
I liked the old words.
I remember you said to me, I want to fly in a hot air balloon. So let's sing about that. And we tried it, but then we steered in a different direction and decided to sing about
lightsabers
and battle flags. I don't know.
Anyway, it ended up working out. I think
Very
it's a fun
well.
Song. It's called Bright as You
I'm
Can.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah.
It's kind of a Mad Lib. You know, in the first few shows, I could say anybody told me to be as anything as you can, and eventually ended up.
And then I really had to listen to Sing Harmony. Version. Yeah, I didn't know what was coming.
Well, it's a lot of good advice, actually, and I love that the suitcase has some input too.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a big part of our life.
We like to keep at least one comedic element in each song, if possible.
Speaking of traveling, you know, I couldn't turn it up. Says here that the Mad River Theater Company is in West Carrollton.
Oh well, that's not very
helpful. Or West Milton. Sorry. Yeah, you know what? We're going to get to the bottom of this before. You guys are off the air. I'll give you that. And you can point your browser later to the WYSO page.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're grateful.
If you put Zanesfield, Ohio into your Google, you will get it will show you a location that is 44 miles about northeast of this spot in Yellow Springs. And it does exist. Yeah. I'm hoping that's where we're supposed to go, because that's
where we're
going to go.
Whether or not we're playing there remains to be seen.
Unless, yeah. Ooh,
yeah. We're playing in Ohio tonight.
No doubt. We'll find out exactly where that is, and we'll be sure and put
it up. We've been on the road over a week, so our brain cells are in a certain state.
Yeah, a little fried.
Yeah, speaking of suitcases. So you guys are headed home. We're your home in New York these days.
Yeah, we're on a big loop. We started, we live in Woodstock, New York, just outside in a town called West Hurley, and it's a great musician community. We're grateful to be from there. Ruthie grew up there. We actually live in the house she grew up in.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's a cool old stone cottage.
Wow. And talk about the continuum. That's nice.
It's nice. Yeah. And Ruth's dad is Jay Unger.
Who's been on the show. And I'm if he did nothing else and beyond, and I'm sure he's sick of hearing it, A Show Can Farewell, which will be my heartstrings will play that in my last hours. It's such a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. So you come straight down a string lineage from Great String Sounds.
Yeah, and it's actually my dad and my stepmom Molly who said, you're going to Yellow Springs, but you have to look up that great radio station. Aww. So that's why we're here.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay, Mom and Dad.
And it's amazing. Ruthie sort of just cold called and got you on the phone, right? And you said, come on in, which we're grateful for, but it doesn't always work out that way. So thank you so much.
Well, we're awful glad you're here. And before this day is done, we will get to the bottom of where the Mad River Theater Company building is.
We had that stop tonight, and then we're playing a festival in New Jersey. That's where we're on our way to for the weekend. But we just did a wonderful run from Burlington, Vermont, all the way to Milwaukee with the great Anais Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer. They're touring behind a new record of theirs called Child Ballads.
We have loved that record.
Oh my God.
A big favorite among the listeners.
It's a stunning record of those old ballads collected by, what is it, Sir Francis James Child? Is that his name?
And it sounds like on the face of it that they're ballads for children.
I know.
Child ballads, but it's his name.
Their very own publicist thought they were touring a children's record.
No, some of these stories,
they're not kids' stories.
Quite on fire,
They're pretty heavy, seductive.
But they're ancient. And stories this fellow took, by the last name of Child, collected these, started like English sort of
English and Scottish ballads, hundreds of years old,
but began to really just be even broader, cast a broader and broader net. And thank goodness that these stories have been brought to life. And how nice that you tour with them.
Well, they're our buddies,
intermingle,
and Anais is 7 months pregnant.
Oh.
And we tour with our 5-year-old and 11-month-old.
And that 11-month-old, so thin. You really should feed that child. No, that is the healthiest-looking baby I've seen in a long time.
Thank
Beautiful
you.
Child.
Her name's Opal.
Opal. And Willie's here today,
and Willie,
too.
Yeah.
Anais really enjoyed getting to see the next phase where she'll be at some
looking
point.
Into the future.
Exactly.
Just a little, a few more steps.
Yeah,
so that was a great tour, family style.
It's fabulous. I'm so pleased that you're here today. We have Mike and Ruthie live in the studio. They're playing at the Mad River Theater Company studio space tonight, and we're going to find out where, but it will be at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
We'll find out exactly. And if you'd like to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happened with Mike and Ruthie, you can go to their website at mikeandruthie.com. And Ruthie spelled with a Y.
Very good.
Ruthy. Mm-hmm. Mikeandruthie.com, and find out how to get some of their records. And you guys have had a lot of phases, and we'll get to that, but if you'd be so kind as to play us another and tell us a little about it, if you would.
Well, our newest record is called the NYC EP. We met in New York City, and we were that was a while back, but a couple years ago we were grateful to receive some Woody Guthrie lyrics that relate to New York.
Aww.
He lived there, of course, for many years as well in Coney Island, and this song he wrote in 1947. The lyrics were just sort of hanging out in the Woody Guthrie archive
for a long
time.
His daughter Nora
exactly.
is seeing that these art put into them.
She's doing a great job.
And we were just, you know, instructed, do what you want with this, with the melody and the chords. Do it however you want and create some sort of a recording that'll be the first ever recording of the song, which is an incredible honor. And
isn't it?
And Mike has something he'll read right before we play it. Woody typed the words he scribbled in the boundaries and all over the margins. And at the bottom, he wrote this about the song.
It's sort of cool. Yeah, as Ruth said, this was written at the bottom of the page, almost like Woody maybe knew that other people would be singing this song someday, and this was his aspiration for it or something like that. I don't know. Here it goes. If music and songs ever do get to be put over soft speakers in all of our subway trains, I'd like to sit back and ride along and listen to this one song. And someday our subway trains might have some kind of music in them. There's plenty on the eyes and faces of the folks riding along to make up 1,000 good songs about if you just watch real close at the looks on the faces. If you look and listen a little bit closer, you can even hear an old and a new song somewhere away back in the grazing lands of your own old memories and future plans. WG. My New York City.
done.
All right. Thank you.
What an honor, huh?
Darn. Really a career highlight, if you ask me.
Man. Yeah. Puts goosebumps. Beautifully, beautifully played. Thanks. We've got Mike and Ruthie live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. We got phone calls from Chloe Maynor and Bob Lucas.
I was hoping that would happen, actually.
Me too. Yeah. Okay. So the bottom of it is that it is in Zanesfield, Ohio.
Okay.
You're quite right. It's at 2790 Sandusky. It is the Mad River Theater Works building there. And we'll put all this up on the webpage as well. But if you're playing along at home, the zip code is 43360. 43360. It's on Sandusky Street. So it's right across from the pizza store there. So conveniently located. So
fantastic. I'm getting hungry for some lunch right about now.
We're going to hit the strip on Yellow Springs right after this.
Oh, you're in the right place. You're good. Yeah. MikeandRuthie.com for more information. That's Mike and Ruthie with a Y, R-U-T-H-Y. com, and you'll put the full address up there on yours as well.
Totally.
Yep.
So pleased to have you live. You've changed instrumentation here a little bit.
Ruthie grabbed the guitar. I picked up a 5-string banjo. Mm-hmm. Open back. It was actually a gift from Ruth's dad, Jay Unger. He gave this to me for my 25th birthday. Something that he picked up the year it was made, 1976. It happens to be the year I was born. And so... And the model of the banjo is called the Northampton, which is the name of the town I was born in. So
okay.
It seems like this banjo was destined to end up with me.
I'm glad you found one another.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a nice banjo.
So. Ruthie on guitar, what do you have for us?
We're going to do another song from the NYC EP. That's our latest release, the same record that has My New York City on it. And this one is called On My Way Home. It's a sing-along, so maybe... sing along at home.
Okay.
Yeah. You ready for it?
Let's do it. Live on Excursions.
Here we go.
I lost my mind in too much anger. Myself danger.
Yeah.
I lost my faith, I lost my savior.
All right, now learn this part.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way home.
Easy.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way home. I was lost in ruin, I was lost in valor. And in my
Yeah. Thanks for singing with us, Nikki.
Oh, you're welcome. Man, I've always wanted to do that.
That was a first for me, and I really enjoy having the DJ sing along.
You don't always get that, a sing-along on the radio. Right. It doesn't come up every day.
That's cool.
Way better than a ventriloquist.
Or a puppeteer. Yeah.
What a delight to have you guys on live. I'm so pleased that you called up and stopped by.
I know. I can't wait till we come back to Yellow Springs. We'll have to play maybe in town next time.
Would ya?
And thank you to our friend Maggie for holding the baby and chasing after the five-year-old.
Holding the baby. She's doing a good job, too. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming by. You can find out more about tonight's show, which, again, is at the Mad River Theater Works building at 2790 Sandusky Street. That's in Zanesfield, Ohio. Zanesfield, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Only an hour, a mere hour. From Yellow Springs.
And will there be links? When I had Bob and Chloe on the phone, I neglected to find out about if people wanted to purchase tickets. Or could you put something up on your...
I think you can just come.
Oh.
You know, because...
I don't think there's any fear of it selling out.
It's pretty informal.
It could happen.
It's pretty informal. I think should it sell out, they'll just move us to the bigger room. You know,
nice.
Just come along.
It's going to be chill. It's going to be a chill
show. 7 o'clock show.
7 o'clock this evening, and you can follow Mike and Ruthie and their beautiful Willie and Opal at MikeandRuthie.com. That's Ruthie with a Y, R-U-T-H-Y. Mike and Ruthie. com. Hey, thanks again. And also, if you would, I want to go out with a tune that WISO listeners love.
Sure.
And it's from Rock That Babe.
Cool.
It's the New Shoes Blues.
Oh, the Bad Shoes Blues.
Bad Shoes Blues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We love that song.
Thank you. That's something I wrote so long ago. I'd like to hear it so I can remember all the words.
It does get requested once in a while. We can never remember it.
That's our old band, The Mammals, of course.
Of course. And which, as far as I can tell here, your last release was like an 06. Is that right?
That's right. Departure, it was called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played that.
Fittingly.
Fittingly.
So long. This is The Mammals, Mike and Ruthie in this band. Mike and Ruthie live on Excursions. Mike and Ruthie in Zanesfield tonight. And we'll put links on our site. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Nikki. You rock.